You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, movie director and soundtrack composer John Carpenter joins the show to tell us about his creepiest soundtracks, his new musical career, and his upcoming show in Milwaukee.
First, in the wake of multiple shootings and a forceful arrest at Easttown Mall in Madison, a coalition of various community groups called the Focused Interruption Coalition presented a 15-point anti-violence plan at Madison Mayor Paul Soglin's office yesterday.
The plan, which was presented by leaders of color, aims to address violence and racial disparities in Madison and emphasized everything from a review of the criminal justice system to employment, and it's estimated to cost about $3 million. Here's Madison Mayor Paul Soglin talking about the plan at yesterday's press conference.
I feel a great sense of relief in that we've got a community-based effort here led by, I have no better word for it than real people. I've been frustrated in the past in trying to get some of these proposals funded and not meeting success. I look forward optimistically.
Mayor Soglin went on to say the plan's concept was very sound. He did express some reservations about some of the costs.
Joining us now to tell us more about the plan is James Morgan, who works with the coalition that presented that 15-point plan. He's a coordinator for the group Ex-Prisoners Organizing and Moses, an interfaith nonpartisan organization that works on public policy and social justice issues, especially mass incarceration. James, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you.
Well, tell us why you decided to get involved in this plan.
Well, I decided to get involved in this plan because as a previously incarcerated individual, I've encountered a lot of the problems that returning citizens face when returning to Dane County. I'm also aware of a lot of the issues of homelessness, disparities, and other injustices that are a part of our city.
And reading coverage of this moment with the mayor yesterday with the plan, you got the sense that there was it has been a long time coming. So why do you think it has been challenging to muster enough support for a plan like this in the past?
Well, I think part of that is that we have issues that arise in our community, and they get brief attention. And then the focus shifts to something else. And so we've decided that we need to have a sustained effort in dealing with the issues in our community and ensuring that we have safer communities moving forward.
Now, this plan is the result of the merging of two plans that existed before it. Tell us what these two plans were and how they ended up being combined.
Well, originally, Alderman Maurice Cheeks and Fair and others put together a 15-point plan as a response to some shootings here in Madison a few months ago. And looking at how to address those issues, we as, community leaders thought that it would be good to open up lines of communications that would be more effective in reaching that problem and individuals involved in that violence. And so as we became more familiar with their plan and looking at the plan that we were in the process of putting together, we reached out to them, they reached out to us, and then there were several meetings in that process, and, the results is this current plan.
So when you sat down to put these two plans together, what was at the top of your list of the most important things you wanted to have addressed?
Well, we want to address violence, number one, because in terms of cities and the populations and the demographics of cities, Madison is still a very safe place in terms of violence. And we didn't want to see this community become like Chicago and Detroit and Ohio and other places where violence is just rampant. The second thing we needed to address or wanted to address is, the racial disparities, the economic injustice, the homelessness that occurs in our city, and giving people a fair chance to reclaim their lives and rebuild strong families.
Looking at Madison as a city, what are some of those challenges with racial disparities that you see as being the most stark?
Well, at this particular point, one of the primary issues is housing. It's very difficult for low-income families and others to find housing in the city. particularly if one has some sort of eviction on their record. And then employment becomes an issue. Education is a real big issue, particularly in our schools and the way that our young people encounter cross-culture interactions where there's really no communication to understand maybe some of the traumas or other things that they bring to the classrooms.
We're talking with James Morgan right now, coordinator for Ex-Prisoners Organizing and MOSES, talking about a new 15-point plan that aims to address racial disparity in Madison. And let's dig into that plan now, James. Starting with the public policy, what kinds of changes does the plan call for?
Well, in terms of public policy, we already know that there are certain things, as the mayor said yesterday, that are incorporated in the law that cannot be changed. Well, it would take a significant amount of time to change them. But in terms of public policy, we're looking for more equitability in the policies that address distressed communities, that address the way in which employers are able to review persons' records, particularly CCAP, because sometimes that information can be misleading.
Can I explain to us again what CCAP is?
Well, CCAP is a system whereby if you are arrested and charged and then maybe not even found guilty, that information goes on a database. And most employers check that database. And so without having the opportunity to maybe even explain the particular situation, half the time, you know, you will not receive an employment interview.
So that's some of the aspects there for policy. And among the social or the criminal justice system, in the second year the plan is rolled out, because it's a two-year plan in terms of what gets rolled out, one of the things you're looking for is alternative sentencing. Tell us what that would look like.
Well, one of those things in terms of alternative sentencing, particularly when you're talking about the Department of Corrections and the revocation system, is, you know, finding, you know, short-term and other sanctions that would prevent individuals from losing their employment, losing their housing for long periods of time, as opposed to being, you know, sent back to prison for rule violations and not having committed new crimes for a significant amount of time. That's one of the main issues that MOSES and others has worked on, and it's one of the main things that keeps our prison systems full.
And you're looking, it sounds like, to move some of the younger people who would be normally in the adult system into the juvenile system back there.
Yes. I mean, I think that's fair. We know that, you know, young people do not have, you know, the mental capacity in a lot of situations to make decisions. Sometimes it's just snap decisions. People make mistakes. And particularly young people. And why would we want to have, you know, our future generations burdened with the fact that they have felonies on their records, which would prevent them from, you know, steady employment, sometimes participating in the education system? And if we want to, again, see healthy communities, we need to address that issue.
And I understand there's also a call for a community-based approach to law enforcement, to policing. How would that work?
Well, one of the first things I think needs to be understood is that the coalition and many of us in the community, we are not anti-law enforcement. What we believe to be not just a better solution, but a comprehensive solution is to, at the same time we work with law enforcement and ensuring that we have safe communities, that we have the capacity to monitor certain situations in the community as they arise and possibly prevent those situations from escalating and maybe even to some extent do that to the degree that law enforcement doesn't even have to be called. And that means mentoring, counseling, setting up situations where we can bring individuals together and just mediate those situations.
So this would be begin, it sounds like, as a partnership with law enforcement and community organizers within the community, and maybe eventually some of that responsibility would just be within the community.
Well, of course. I mean, one of the things that's important to us is that it be well understood that the community has a responsibility in all of this as well. We don't want to say that, you know, we can do it alone, because we can't do it alone. So it's going to take cooperation and communication.
And you mentioned just their peer coaching, mentorship. How do you see that playing out, and what are the specific needs that you see?
Well, in that area, there's a project in the works right now, and in which the Department of Corrections and other entities are building the process to where certified mentors can be trained. Because we would want to have people that are trained and know how to deal with specific issues with the individuals that they would encounter. But what we see with the peer mentoring is a lot of times the peers of the mentors have overcome similar situations that they encounter with the persons that they're working with. And we think that builds a deeper trust factor, a different level of communication, particularly when the relationships are built and there's a modicum of respect that comes along with that.
Well, so far, it looks as though there's broad cooperation. Mayor Soglin is on board. He's got a few caveats he wants to look into, but it seems as though it's a hopeful place for this plan going forward. What are the next steps, just briefly, as we wrap up here?
Well, the next steps is implementation of the plan. We understand that, you know, there needs to be some further review on some of the points. We understand that. But in the meantime, there are things that can be implemented, need to be implemented, and we're looking forward to them being implemented.
James, thank you so much for coming to the studio and talking today.
Well, thank you for having me.
That was James Morgan. He's a coordinator for Ex-Prisoners Organizing and the group MOSES, which is an interfaith, nonpartisan organization that works on public policy and social justice issues, especially mass incarceration. And he joined us to talk about a new 15-point plan that aims to address racial disparities in Madison.